Welcome to the Vault Podcast and Reviews, where music still matters. You can check out all our shows at YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Please rate, review, and most importantly, subscribe. Also, make sure to check us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And if you like what we're doing and you'd like to contribute to help us keep the show going, check out patreon.com/thevault. Welcome to the Vault Reviews, where music still matters. Back again with another review today. This one was recommended by Robbie. But you're the one that brought it up, so we're doing it. Choking Victim, No Gods, No Managers, 1999. Robbie, this is kind of yours. You wanted to do this album, so I've got my comments on it, good and bad and indifferent, but I'll let you kick things off.
All right. Well, basically, I think I mentioned this like pretty early on, like after we did our first reviews, maybe. Anyway, I mentioned it because I figured, you know, you hadn't heard of it. Maybe a lot of people haven't, so I figured I'd try to get it out there a little bit. But
which I hadn't heard it, so good call.
Right. But you know, they're a little crazy. They're really raw, really grungy, really dirty, if you will. But funny thing about them, I picked up a little fact. They actually broke up after the first day of recording this album. They went in the studio, recorded one day, broke up, and had enough material that they just put it all together and shoved this album out there.
Wow.
Right. I mean, you got to think, the whole album, first of all, they're talking about smoking crack. So I'm pretty sure in the first of Crack Rock Steady, he takes a hit of crack. You can hear him do it. And then, you know, so they probably shucked out some music. They're just in there just playing the bass. They're like, I don't know which song that goes to, but we'll figure it out later on. I've never heard of a band breaking up like that. Like, first day, done. I thought that was a fun fact. One thing I really like about him is the singer, Stizza. He's just so raw, so gross. Gross sounding. I mean, like, squatter. You can hear he sounds like he hops trains and, you know, lives in the street. And he does hop trains and stuff, but probably more for so just image. You know what I mean? Like, trying to keep it up, but. Yeah, so, what would you have to say about it? I know it probably wasn't right up your alley. It's really ska-like, you know?
Yeah, no, that's – all right. So you told me it was, like, pretty gross, dirty, grungy punk rock, and I'm like, okay, I love that stuff. Let's do it. And I look at the album cover, and I'm like, okay, there's, like, some pretty occult images. It's the classic black and white, which usually the black and white stuff is synonymous with, like a lot of the grindcore or a lot of really old hardcore stuff, especially like the really, really underground crust punk kind of stuff. So that's kind of what I was expecting when we jumped into this. But right. First couple songs into it, I'm like, okay, this is not what I thought. Like you said, it's very ska sounding, but it's like ska at least has some interesting like brass and horn arrangements. This did not have exactly. That. This just had that style of guitar playing and that tone.
And the bass. I mean, like I said, I have jotted down as basically a ska album with no horn section, which I don't even know if you could really classify it as ska at that point. But, I mean, they play the same kind of riffs. I mean, you're right. So, but 500 Channels, that's the first song they open up with. That's one of my favorites off the album. Like I said, really just comes down to lyrical content. They're doing it to be offensive. What I read about them basically said that they took on the whole devil worshiping thing as like an image to go along with their squatter punk image that they do. But 500 Channels, it talks about smoke crack, shoot dope. And I mean, it's just like, man, these guys are wild. I wonder if they're like studio squatter punk, like studio gangsters. they talk about it, but aren't really, but I don't really know. I know that Stizz is in a few other bands, the lead singer, because obviously this band wasn't together very long. Now, when I was thinking about requesting this and I was telling you that it was dirty grungy, I was thinking about Leftover Crack, but that's his second band. Seems a little bit more raw. It's a little bit more on the grungier side of things than this. This is a little poppier almost, like happy music, but definitely with like really bad vocals.
Yeah, and we'll get to that later on, because that's a note that I made. But there's some, you know, there's some harder stuff in this. In Hell, that's some pretty just straight up solid punk rock. War Story is a good, almost hardcore sound.
They're from Manhattan, East Lower Side. Is that right? Lower East Side. Sorry. in Manhattan. So that's where a lot of that hardcore punk stuff came from.
Right. Yeah. New York hardcore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's like elements of hardcore and punk kind of spread through, but then to go with that, there's also the elements of that ska, that riff, that ding, 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 right. ding, ding, you know, there's, and I'm just that like,
kind of like,
yeah, I hear that. And I just want to go, Now, see, I can listen to some ska bands that have that, but then they also have all these horns going on, and it, like, fills it up and makes it just sets all one. And ska is not my favorite style, but there's, like, I absolutely love Voodoo Glow Skulls, and they do an excellent job of that. But then their guitar also is more in, like, the War Story or In Hell. It's more of a... They don't play that kind of there's a term for it, and I don't know. Go back and check out our ska genre talk show. Maybe there's some more. There's more information in there because I'm pretty sure me and you do not know what we're talking about when it comes to that. Totally. You know,
I guess we probably should have had Jessamine here for that one, huh? Get Rob Bailey in there.
Everybody. Yeah, we should have got both of them in here because. But that it's just not my thing. I don't hate all ska music. I like a lot of it, but for here, it was like that guitar tone just really stood out, and I did not like it. I mean, if they would have had some other stuff to kind of fill in everything and have that there, it probably would have been okay. But another example, looking at my notes here, Hate Your State? That song has a lot of promise, and it's got this heavy buildup, and then all of a sudden the and I'm just like, oh no.
Right.
Go ahead. What else you got on this?
I mean, like you said, it's different. It's not really what you expect, but what takes and fills that point, like you said, the horns kind of fill it out in a ska band. What kind of fills that part here for me is the lyrics. Like, they're just so over the line, like offensive, like, you know, crack rock steady, let's go kill a cop, smoking crack rocks. I mean, it's just like, I don't think I've ever heard another band really talk about that necro, that I need drugs song, you know? But like, other than that, not right out talking about like, we're smoking crack, maybe making crack and, you know, the rap game, but never smoking. That kind of stood out to me. Exactly. All that trap music from Georgia, Atlanta, you know, it's what they do. Whip it up. That's what that Trap Queen song's about. It's all over the radio, and people are talking, you know, little kids singing it. It's about cooking crack. Cool. Well,
maybe they stole that from this album.
Right. I could only hope. Only hope. Now, when I say that I like the lyrics, the negative that stood out for me was it's like Cottonmouth Kings. You know, how many songs are you going to go around where you're talking about, you know, smoking crack and killing cops and burning steeples and worshiping Satan until you're like, all right, well, I got it in the first, you know, three or four tracks. So to me, I mean, you know, there was only a couple of songs that I really, really liked, and it was because of those lyrics. Everything else to me just kind of sounded kind of like that, you know, but.
I'm with you. I'm not going to call these guys out as saying I do or don't believe what they're talking about, but it is what it is. It didn't offend me. It didn't do anything for me as far as like a plus or a negative to the album. It's just kind of there. I mean, you know, lyrics have to be something really, really cool or original for me. And I'm not saying this isn't original. It's just, you know, I heard all this stuff and none of it just really stands out.
What about Project Pat, though?
Very, very elementary type lyrics, but you can't, how can you not hate, or how can you not like somebody that says leave your head like a busted tomato? I mean, come on.
All right, fair enough. Just want to throw it out there, you know.
I'm all aware of the Project
Pat. Right. Everybody has their one, you know. But I will say this, Leftover Crack is better than Choking Victim.
And we've already established that we're going to do a review of one of their albums as well. So
yeah, right. I don't even want to say the name of the album, but they've got a couple of good ones. Rock 40 Ounce is good, but Stiz is also the lead singer in a band called No Cash, which is I put one of their songs on one of our playlists, I believe. Run Your Pockets was the name of the song. But yeah, they're another kind of like squatter punk band. But I did see some YouTube videos of Stizza. Looked like he got fresh off of a train and he's sitting outside the gate at a skate park playing acoustic guitar. And he's got a bottle of water, you know, and he's just out there playing guitar for change. It's like, you know, I think you'd make a little bit of money somewhere, right? Maybe not.
He's been on crack. Probably not.
Always been on crack. He named his band Leftover Crack because that's what he wished he had. I don't know. I'm just...
All right, you got anything else before we get into kind of the bullet points, pluses and minuses of this?
No, man, that's really all I got. Like I said, the singer is just what really makes it for me, and you know, hearing him in these other bands too, kind of, this was pretty awesome too. But that's really what I like about the band the most is that guy.
Okay, so let's jump into positives. I guess you just said that. You know, the positives for me, not a lot. Like I said, a couple of okay songs. There's some promise in some of these songs, and it just kind of like fizzles out for me. And then there's some, like I said, In Hell, it's solid punk rock song. And then there's some that are like interesting, like In My Grave, it's a hard, interesting mix of hardcore with that ska riff. And there's some decent riffs hidden throughout this, but then that classic ska guitar sound with no other filler, it just kills a lot of this stuff for me. But let's just jump into the negatives from there, because I don't have much else positive to say about it, which isn't good.
Right. Well, maybe they were going to put a horn section in, and they broke up after the first game.
Yeah.
it just didn't have the time to get the horn section in, and they're like, oh, well, we got this. But I don't know
that if they're kind of squatter punk, I don't know that they would care. Like most squatter punk, crust punk bands aren't going to want to hear. They want everything raw and hardcore, no horns.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know too many squatters that have horns, let alone know how to play them. just throwing that out there. So they probably couldn't afford a horn section either. But that's neither here or there.
All right, so the last negative I have on it, and then I'll turn it over to you, is the cover art. You know, it has the matching cover art of some of these, like, really offensive crust punk, Japanese hardcore, you know, the stuff from Mexico where they've got pictures of real people's, like, massacred dead bodies on there, and the recording quality is, like, so bad and then raw that that's what gives it the kind of awesome. Like, my staple for that is Gizm, G-I-S-M. It's a Japanese hardcore band from the 80s. Go check those guys out if you want, like, a definition of just, like, raw chaos metal hardcore stuff. A lot of offensive stuff on there, too. But the album cover has all this occult stuff. It's got the classic black, white, you know, the plain stuff that you think you're getting a hardcore album or a crust punk album. And then I hear these first couple songs, I'm like, man, if this was back in the day when I bought the albums off what the album cover looked like, I would be so mad. I'd be like, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. So that's all I got. What else?
Well, man, I mean, the biggest negative I had, like I said, is it's like our Cottonmouth Kings thing is they have a subject line and they kind of stick with it. And you're right. They kind of use that same, almost not the exact same riff, but pretty close to the same riff almost on like all the songs. One that sounds pretty similar. So, you know, it just got kind of redundant for me after a little bit. And that would be my only like huge negative, you know, that and the fact that I meant Leftover Crack when I said Choking Victim. But yeah,
if it's the same guy, I mean, I could see, and maybe it's the same sound. I haven't heard Leftover Crack, so I don't know. I mean, do they have similar sound as these guys?
They're less ska, and his voice is a lot more like raspy, and I mean, that's like, so that's kind of what I had in mind. Like, I mean, he sounds like he is been smoking like packs of Marlboro Red since he was like 7, you know, double fisted. Just like super raw. It's a little better, I think.
Well, he probably has been smoking since he was 7. So moving on to the Vault Star rating system, 1 star being the worst, 5 stars being the best. What do you got?
I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
That's exactly what I have, 2.5. There's a couple of pieces in this album. There's Promise. I've got 2 or 3 good songs. And then the rest of it, it's all kind of hit and miss or a song will have a lot of promise and then it just kind of dies down. So that's what I got. So 2.5 stars between the two of us, choking victims, no gods, no managers. You got anything else?
No, I mean, 2.5 isn't too bad for a gross water punk rock band from Lower East Manhattan, but you know, I think so. That's all I got, man.
All right, guys, thanks for checking out the review. Make sure to check us out on YouTube, Stitcher, Podomatic, and iTunes. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Check us out all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Maybe I'm missing something else. Robbie, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, also on Instagram at Obnoxious420, also on YouTube and Google Plus at RobbieD420. So look me up there. My music's all over YouTube. I'm also doing a lot of live stuff on Facebook. So if you find me on there, then check it out.
And if you want to keep supporting or help keep supporting the shows, we have Patreon and we have a PayPal donation link and we have an eBay referral link, which we get a kickback for if you buy something through eBay through our link. So all that stuff is in the notes section right under the video. So click on the show notes and click on the links. And until the next review, see ya.